I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time, 4:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
Salt Lake City's mayor is amending her executive order requiring masks at all city facilities to make an exemption for those who are fully vaccinated. I'm KSL News Radio's Mark Tuke.
Second, this caused chaos this afternoon. 8 to 10 pigs fell off a moving truck on I-15, causing a lot of backups at the beginning of the rush. A few of the pigs didn't make it. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot right now.
We're still seeing some backups in Box Elder County due to an earlier crash at Main Street and Highway 91. Also, delays continue northbound I-15, Farmington to Clearfield, southbound I-15, Ogden to Sunset. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Warm temperatures for the weekend and a few thunderstorms, too. I'm Brett Benson.
A gorgeous 83 in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Congresswoman Liz Cheney says she is going to continue to speak up about what's right and wrong with the Republican Party, even though she's no longer a member of the House GOP leadership. And she tells ABC's Jonathan Carl that includes about former President Trump.
If the Republican Party nominates Donald Trump in 2024, could you stay in a Republican Party that decides that he should be the nominee again?
I will do everything that I can to make sure he's not the nominee. You know, everything necessary to make sure that he never gets anywhere close to the Oval Office again.
The full interview will air on Sunday morning on ABC's This Week. House GOPs today elected New York's Elise Stefanik as their new conference chair. Some states have dropped mask requirements a day after the CDC's latest guidance, including Maryland not too long ago. Others, including New Jersey, say they're going to keep the mandates in place for now. Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit's been cleared to race in tomorrow's Preakness. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Now the KSL in-depth. Are you planning to ditch the mask? Maybe not so fast. ABC's Alex Stone is joining us live. Alex, some states are telling people nothing's changing, even with the new CDC maskless guidance. Is that true?
Well, that's right, Jeff. And yeah, it's been changing really by the hour. As you heard just a moment ago, Adaria, that now Maryland has said that they will go in line with the CDC. They had been on the list of those that were not going to be changing anything. Two that seem pretty solid right now, where their governors have come out and said nothing will be changing: New Jersey and Hawaii. Hawaii's governor saying too many people are not vaccinated in Hawaii, that their rates are lower than in many areas. And with so many tourists coming in and not knowing who's vaccinated and not, and being stuck on islands, that they got to keep them in place. New Jersey saying they're not ready to go down the no-mask way of things. California today, which had been indicating it was going to stick with masks, Governor Newsom about 2 hours ago surprised everybody saying late tonight we may get new guidance for the 39.5 million people who live in California, allowing the masks to come down in many cases. So it looked like California was going to be on that list, but now will not be. But the thing is, no matter what state you're in and what the rules are, a lot of big-name companies, Home Depot, Starbucks, Target, Kroger-owned grocery stores, many more, they say that you're still going to have to wear a mask when you go into their properties. Now, before folks go in and do what they were doing at the beginning of the pandemic, where they fight the poor workers, you know, fighting to make their hourly wage in a lot of these places, saying, you can't tell me what to do, they can. You're walking onto their property, and those stores are saying, just know before you go there, you're going to have to wear a mask, and that otherwise they will trespass you, and police will back them up. Now, Walmart, on the other side, they're saying in jurisdictions where they're allowed to, depending on what the local rules are, they will not require, as long as you're fully vaccinated, you will not have to wear a mask into Walmart stores. So you have an option there, whether instead of fighting somebody, go over there. And by the way, Jeff, also in Vegas today, a lot of the big-name companies, MGM, Caesars, Wynn, they say if you are fully vaccinated, you no longer have to wear a mask anywhere on their properties. They're going to go to 100% occupancy in the bars and clubs and on the casino floors. But if you are not fully vaccinated, they say that you do have to wear a mask. I don't know how they're going to enforce that. Seems impossible to do, but they say that they will.
Okay, seriously, with this, if you're fully vaccinated business, is anyone paying attention to that? I mean, you can't say, show me your vaccination card as you walk into a store, can they?
You know, that's been the whole debate over vaccine passports. Are they going to do it? No, probably not. And that was the issue for Hawaii. The governor of Hawaii saying, we just can't tell. And because they have issues going on there and their vaccination rates are so low, that they're saying they're keeping it in place. In Vegas, I would bet by tonight, now that the rules are in place, very few are wearing masks. A lot of the people who are unvaccinated probably are folks who were not too into the masks to begin with, and seems like they're now not going to say, oh, well, I got to put on a mask because I'm unvaccinated. I would put a bet that if you were in Vegas, that even those who are unvaccinated, many of them are walking around just fine without being carded, without anything in those casinos. But they say they're going to enforce it, but how do you enforce it? There's really no way.
I went to an ice cream joint last night in Syracuse where you line up outside the window. We used to see masks there. About 50 people were milling around outside, not a single mask. Everybody seems to have gotten the word about the CDC guidance, huh?
You know, it's interesting because when I dropped my kids off at school today, walked them across the little bridge that we've got going into their elementary school, it was a very different scene with the parents today. Even though I live in California where the rules have not changed yet, the word has definitely gotten out there of that when, especially when you're outdoors, you don't need to be wearing a mask if you're fully vaccinated. The word is out there from the CDC, and that is the pressure on these states that have not yet done it. People saying, look, the feds are saying that you can do it. A lot of states are doing it. You know, give us some guidance so we can move forward. There is a lot of pressure on the Californians as we wait for that new guidance tonight on New Jersey, on Hawaii, on others to go ahead and match what the CDC is saying.
Well, it's pretty difficult to enforce these masks, but they can enforce civility. So everybody behave, and thank you. Have a great weekend. Alex Stone, KSL News Time 451, and it's time for Triple Team Traffic on KSL News Radio, and here's Ricky Meese.
We do have a new accident northbound I-15, about 2100 south. It's been moved to the shoulder, but we have had slowdowns in that area. Southbound I-15 bogged down 4500 to 7200 south, and a little bit of slowing now both directions of the 21st South Freeway at 7200 west. Michelle?
Well, again, construction delays. Eastbound I-80 going to slow you down just a little bit as you're leaving Lake Point, headed toward the 201-202 junction. For drivers in Utah County, seeing good speeds, I-15 until you're going from American Fork into Linden. A little more scattered slowing in the Benjamin area and Spring Lake. Steve?
And a slow go if you're on northbound I-15 in Davis County right now from Lagoon up to Hill Air Force Base. Slowdowns on southbound 15 there between 31st Street and Ogden down into Sunset, and northbound Highway 89 slowdowns at Fruit Heights at Main Street up to 200 North in Kaysville. Also at Cherry Lane and from SR 193 up to the I-84 ramps. Whether it's for mom, sister, daughter, or the new graduate, the perfect gift for her is at Dave's Bernina in Provo and St. George. 60 months, no interest, free offers, and all sewing machines discounted. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Here comes the 7-day forecast with Brett Benson.
We're going to keep it pretty warm this weekend. Temperatures will remain in the low 80s on Saturday and Sunday here along the Wasatch Front. Isolated thunderstorms are possible both afternoons, but mainly on Sunday. Little better chance. And also Monday afternoon, some isolated thunderstorms possible as well. 80 and partly cloudy on Tuesday. Increasing clouds on Wednesday. Another chance of storms by Thursday with a fairly strong cold front. Temperatures in the mid-60s Thursday and Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Brett Benson.
None of that storm business tonight. 83 degrees in Salt Lake City.
Hi, Doug Wright, and I want to talk to the folks out there who have been thinking about buying an IntelliBed. And maybe you've even been in the stores and you've looked at the IntelliBed and you're just that close. This is the time. If you're looking for the IntelliBed, the best bed you can buy, the bed that we have loved in our home now for not just years but decades, the Memorial Day sale is underway right now in your IntelliBed stores. And here's what you get. A free state-of-the-art adjustable base. Now that's a value up to $2,000. That comes absolutely free with the purchase of an IntelliBed Signature Collection King or Queen mattress. You know you've been wanting an IntelliBed. It's the gel matrix that makes all the difference. The only bed that is both firm and soft. This is the time. Get into your IntelliBed store, Fashion Place, University Place in Orem, Riverdale, Logan, and of course you can also call and talk to one of their sleep specialists at 888-435-2339.
Hello, I'm a unicorn. Yes, one of those. Everyone's tried to find me, but most can't, unless they're ZipRecruiter. If you've hired before, you understand it's quite hard to find a unicorn. You know, someone who's perfect for your role. So how does ZipRecruiter do it so quickly? ZipRecruiter's technology matches your job up with the right people for your role and invites them to apply, so you get brilliant candidates fast.
Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Hi, this is Derek Overstreet, president of the New Millennium Group and co-host of Stop Working, Start Living with KSL News Radio. Can you imagine what your life would be like if you could retire 3 to 5 years earlier than you thought possible? The things you could do, the loved ones you could spend time with, the memories that you could create. That's what our team at the New Millennium Group does. We'll walk you through the entire process every step of the way. If you'd like to get a copy of the 5-step proprietary plan that will help you retire 3 to 5 years sooner than you thought possible, give us a shout right now. 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370 or utahsfinancialplanner.com. Listen, most of our listeners right now have a tax problem, not a money problem. There's not enough money in Social Security, Medicare as it is. Let us show you how you can significantly reduce your taxes. That's 888-999-6370, 888-999-6370, or utahsfinancialplanner.com.
We're watching Utah's money. The Dow jumped 360 points, the S&P gained 61, and the NASDAQ was up 2.25%, gaining 304 points. Time for Jazz Notes now. We're brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's KSLSports.com Jazz Insider Ben Anderson.
With just 3 days remaining in the NBA season, would you believe only one team has locked in their final standing in the top 10 of the Western Conference? Last night, the San Antonio Spurs became the first team in the West to guarantee their seed, as they'll finish with the 10th best record, securing a spot in the play-in tournament after the regular season concludes. That means the other 9 seeds all have the potential to change over the next 72 hours. As for the Jazz, they need to win their final 2 games of the season to guarantee themselves the top spot in the Western Conference and home court advantage throughout the playoffs. There is good news on the Jazz front. All-Star guard Mike Conley was upgraded to questionable for tonight's game against the Oklahoma City Thunder, giving the Jazz a major physical and emotional boost heading into the final weekend of the season. For complete coverage of the playoff standings, visit KSLSports.com. With Jazz Notes, Ben Anderson, KSL News Radio.
Struggling with ED, sick of pills? Visit WasatchMedicalClinic.com for an incredible free offer.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.